Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v intervjuju Radija Študent, v katerem danes gostimo band Siamese Queen iz Belgije, znani po roku, predvsem pa nam bolj neznani kot znani. Z mano v studiju so že Gaj na kitari, Žiljam na bobnih in pa Venku na vokalih. Hello guys.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
So how do you feel? You are one day early for the gig in Ljubljana and you end up on the radio.
Really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Really.
Yeah, that's really cool because we thought we got a day off and then our manager say it just before leaving on tour, so we are very happy to be here.
Cool. You came, like you said, from Czech Republic. You have plenty gigs on this tour.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was cool. Many good experiences, many nice people we met. Yeah. And nice caves.
Yeah, also it's the first time for us. We are coming here in Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. So we are very interested about seeing other people, other cultures. So, yeah.
Can you say there is a strong scene there since it's your first time
in Czech Republic?
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, food, yeah.
Maybe.
Strong food.
I think there are more gigs and more bands than in Belgium, mm-hmm. like in the alternative scene. I mean,
and more people go to the shows.
Really,
I think. Yeah.
Even to unknown bands or.
Yeah.
Because it's our first time, so we are not famous, and mm-hmm. Our manager has booked the tour, so it's cool to have like 10 gigs in Eastern Europe mm-hmm. without
anybody.
Big release or yeah.
Nice. How is the home scene in Belgium, Brussels? You're all from Brussels?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hard question. Sometimes it can be very nice. And there are really nice shows happening, but on another hand, it's hard to get people to go to shows. Mm-hmm. Even if you have good bands and good organization, good places, sometimes people are hard to bring to the venue.
Uh-huh.
So
could you say that there may be a conformism could be a problem causing this?
Yeah.
This comfort
yeah.
zone
yeah.
of
maybe.
Having maybe everything or...
Yeah,
true.
And also there is less and less alternative places mm-hmm. for like punk and noise band, so...
At the moment the situation in Slovenia is also quite fucked up with culture and with these independent places which get more pressure from inspections and all this shit, so...
Yeah, that's the same.
But in the other way the scene quite strongly fights back and it's quite compact.
Yeah.
Do you have sort of some movements, or how does the hardcore or alternative scene
there are some
function in Belgium?
There are some people trying to make collectives.
Yeah.
Collectives. Like we were on two compilations.
Uh-huh.
One called We Are Brussels and another one called Noise Belgium. And those are some people trying to organize the scene
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't always work like it should, but it's a few people trying at least.
Okay.
And yeah.
A few years ago quite some Belgian bands come to play to our places
yeah.
and great bands and great music, not mainstream or nothing, but some of them mentioned that they got paid for the travel expenses and so on for some tours. Is this a regular practice in Belgium or is this one case scenario or just special?
Paying for touring?
Yes, so City Hall or some funding from the government to sponsor bands for...
No.
There was a few stories like that.
It does happen for mainstream music.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but not for all kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare, I think so.
Okay.
We just have a manager which is more a friend. It's my roommate, in fact.
Okay.
And so he tried to put it on for about 1 year. So he does the better he can. But that's it. We don't have very support from the country or mm-hmm. any institution.
So most of the tour you play is like some small fee paid or it's travel money plus some door money, or how do you function on tours?
It depends on the organization who books the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Some organization make a door deal,
mm-hmm.
And some other organizations have a fixed pay.
Yeah.
But we try at least to get the travel money, so we don't lose money.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
there are some gigs who save the tour, like we play in Austria, and we got like 300 euro for one gig, which is really, really nice. And sometimes, like yesterday, it was on Sunday, so there will be no club who organize shows, so we were just happy to have a gig and can have a place to sleep and something to eat. So it was really cool. There was just 15 people, but it's better for us than to pay an hotel and don't play.
Of course. So it's you doing it, the DIY ethics all the way. And from the scene to the music, maybe a brief history of your band. We read something on the event post, but maybe you can get us a little better insight of how you started to evolve into...
I joined the band after, but in fact, Julien...
Guy actually started the thing. He composed the first songs at home, and he was looking for a drummer.
Then I contacted Julien and Guillo, the other guitarist. I met the other guitarist by Julien, and then Vancouver.
Yeah, basically they started to play. The three of them, with another bassist and another singer.
Okay.
Then the singer too busy with other things.
Okay.
They made a three-track EP, and then I joined the band, and then re-record the voices on the the three songs.
Mm-hmm.
Then we changed the bassist. And now we have recorded a five track EP. Guy recorded on our practice room.
Okay.
That's why we name it Rehearsal Sessions. And the cover on the front is the carpet in our practice room. So it's something very do it yourself.
Yeah. And we actually brought this particular carpet with us.
yeah, we got it tomorrow. If you come to see us in Guadalajara,
you got can your see own carpet.
The famous carpet of Same Screens.
Great, Guy. Did you have a focus on the sound or at the beginning, or did it evolve later with other?
I think it evolved every time.
But general idea was to play what?
It's hard to say because. My influences are changing all the time, so maybe when we start, I had an idea of the sound that I want to for the band, but it changed. It's maybe 2 years we are playing together now, and it changed a lot. I can't say really.
I think you can actually already hear the difference between our first EP with the three tracks and the five tracks EP, the second one. It has quite evolved. Already, so
I think a main influence which bring everyone together is 31G Records from San Diego and then like The Locusts,
Blood Brothers,
Arabonaba. At the beginning of the band, and
like
then
background.
We started because I come from the punk rock scene, our other guitar is from black metal scene, so we speak a lot about what we listen to. And now it's getting more interesting and less like copy of something. I think so.
Getting more and more original stuff from
combinations. Yeah, that's what we want. That's what we want.
Nice.
That's what we try to do.
Yeah. But you can't deny the fact that you all have noisy stuff.
Yeah. For sure.
How is maybe the noise by itself? How do you see it? Maybe as a rebellion or cleaning process, or
actually, I think
how did it become a part of your expression in a way?
Well, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
It's not a kind of rebellion. It's just that I think
that's something we like just naturally. And
yes,
yeah, But actually, our other guitarist would have a lot to say about it because he's much
too
more
much
about.
To say.
Yeah,
too much to say.
That's why he isn't here.
Not enough time. Great. How is the connections maybe throughout the scene on the local Belgian scene? Are you connected like the whole band scene one to another? Do you help each other and do you cooperate?
We got some friends. If we talk about music and sound, I think that we don't. I think we are the only one in Belgium playing that really kind of music. Mm-hmm. But we got a lot of friends in the hardcore scene, punk rock scene. I don't know, maybe something more like Julien is playing in another band called Apache, mm-hmm. and it's more like rock music,
yeah.
Okay. Influenced by, I can say,
like Black Keys,
Ugarans. Black Keys, Ugarans, okay. Stuff like that, which is very different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, we know each other because it's a very small country, so.
Yeah. You try to survive with this music, or you have some jobs?
No, students, it's not possible.
Not yeah. possible.
Not for the moment. Maybe later. But I don't think so.
So all this energy you invest in your free time and
yeah.
That's the main thing.
It's just for the love of music.
Yeah. How is the connection with other countries in Europe or maybe America or with your influences or whatever? Do you cooperate on these levels?
For the moment,
we don't have just we have just connection with maybe France, mm-hmm.
but actually a good connection with France because we toured two times there and every time we had many people there, met really great people, and also like in Paris it was a big surprise, really huge surprise at the first show we played there. We thought we were to totally unknown people, and there were some people like waiting for us, and they were singing the words with the songs, and we were like, "What the hell? What's happening now?"
Yeah,
but otherwise, we are just trying to get as much as we can out of our country, mm-hmm. even though we have no particular connection with anybody. But we try to go everywhere we can. And
yeah. We started to contact some label for the release of the new EP.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have much time, so because we were going on tour, so at the end we just released it by ourselves. So maybe later we would like to have some label in Germany or.
You have some favorite labels that you think.
We got a list in label we like, and we would like to contact them. But mm-hmm. don't know what they think about us, and we'll see.
Yeah.
Management group is also friends or. Some very well-connected friends and so on from the scene, or do you also dig for more connections, like in more, I don't know, the scene that is appropriate for what you do?
Yeah, well, I think it's really more interesting to go to Eastern Europe than France. We do it twice and it was very fun,
mm-hmm.
but it's almost like Belgium.
Okay.
People speak French and they have almost the same culture, so.
No difference.
Yeah, and yeah, that's why we wanted to go, far from our home.
Yeah, because the music is also an opportunity that we have to go. It's not holiday, but nearly, and to meet people, to see new countries, to meet new cultures.
And something funny, I think that people here understand better our music than people from France and Belgium.
Uh-huh.
Like when we were reading like the descriptive about our music on the club, it was like I think in Galahala they say Big Black, something like Big Black, and mm-hmm. that's a band we love.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are in France and Belgium, they don't get it, and so it's very cool for us.
Yeah, here people listen to a lot of music and a lot of bands drop by, so we quite try to focus on a lot of stuff. How is with the lyrics? What's your message? Do you write
lyrics? Yeah, I don't. In fact, I don't have any message. I just write with the moment. The sphere I'm in when I'm writing, and there are some people, some lyrics unstable and compulsive.
You could not understand.
Oh, okay.
Something. There are some parts. Yeah. Some parts understandable. Some other not. I think. Yeah. People can.
Interpret what.
Interpret.
They want.
Yeah. What they want.
Some
yeah.
are abstract. Okay. Some are.
Yeah.
So you don't have a form quite. You try. You let yourself go and.
Yeah, and there is nothing political or that kind of stuff. I think we are maybe a little bit political in our way to do music, mm-hmm. but not in the lyrics.
The approach and the sound yeah. and everything. Nice. At the beginning, what can we say about tomorrow's gig in Galahala, except for the carpet that you should come to see, for sure.
That's gonna be crazy.
Bring your instrument to not just the carpet.
You play mostly like some late stuff that you work on, or do you play like from what period of music, like this fresh well, stuff?
We actually play the of course the five last songs we recorded, course, yeah. and otherwise I think one or two songs still from the, yeah. the first EP.
Just one?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, there are like five or six songs that we actually recorded before this EP, okay. but that's
never been mixed.
Yeah.
So there will be the material that we have before and so on.
Yeah.
And you, I guess you're working on new music all the time.
We try.
Great, guys, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I'm going to finish now in Slovenian. So.
Okay.
Torej, Siamese Queens v Galihali jutri ob 21. In pa Nicky Lauder kot predvozači domača kitarska noizačina. Vse skupaj za 4 €. Fantje bojo pa tudi v tem trenutku še posneli koncert na radiju, ki ga boste slišali verjetno v prihodnosti. To je bil Ereš intervju, z vami sem bil Brks in tehnik Sreč. Lep pozdrav.
Intervju Radija Študent.